Okay, so this is actually a shout out to the Better Bachelor guy. I stumbled upon his video. I think he just made it today about prostitutes, and he was reading this article. And so but what caught my attention was I really wanted to elaborate on little parts, being the reality of the alphas. Okay, every woman knows there are alphas and there are betas. Right, in every walk of life, and it's the same thing in prostitution. I'm gonna pause this because I think it's like lagging. I got this old ass MacBook, man. I'm gonna pause this shit. We could pause on a bitch or something. But see the reality of it is, see every walk of life. And every woman knows this. No matter what walk of life a woman chooses, there will be an alpha man and there'll be a beta man in that respective life. Now, with the prostitute game, and this is what I wanted to dive into this topic, because I think I'm going to name this video the alphas and the betas of the alpha and beta Johns. That's what I'm going to name it. Okay, so the beta Johns. Okay, well, anyway, first off, I want to start this whole conversation off with this. There is very little that is truly different in having a relationship with a prostitute, okay? And like how the Better Bachelor guy said, I mean, it's all like you are going to pay for a woman one way or another, whether if it's a bulk of money or it's protecting her or it's listening to her talk or her wanting to sit up under you all day long. Like you're going to pay either some type of stress. She is going to exercise some type of stress out of you. Okay, and it's like if she feels like she is not getting stress out of you, then she is not going to want anything to do with you. It's just the core of being woman. To be woman is to be prostitute. There is no woman without being prostitute. Because like I said, if woman is like women are like children. If they do not feel like they are getting on your nerves or taking something out of you, if woman does not feel like she's taking something from you, then she has no use for your existence. And it's usually in a form of protection. She has to take it from you. You see, this is what woman is. You see, so with that being said, it would be easier being with a straight up prostitute. A lot of times the conversations will go much easier. You can exist much easier around like normal women. This is just a side note. Normal women just do not really understand how much of a drag they really are on the planet. Like, a lot of times they really don't, because all they have to do is go on some fucking online dating or something, and they'll get validated by 15 thirsty dudes in 5 seconds. So, woman never really understands how much of a drag she is until she comes across a relatively alpha guy. And the alpha guy has nothing to do with how tall you are, you six-pack abs, six-figure income. When it comes this area of where a woman is genuinely like taken by you, it's where your brain is and how you were treating her, man. And see, once you get a taste of woman being infatuated by you, once you get a taste of a woman like craving you, being strung out over you, like women are really drags on, like you really don't even want to be around them no more. Because like I said, I'm to the point now, man, like I cherish being alone. Like I love being alone. Like I legitimately would rather like just jack off the porn and play PlayStation all day. Because I've had the experience. I'm experiencing it right now. Like when women are strung out over you, man, like they just get super fucking awkward. Like it's just really awkward, man. So anyway, back to the original topic with the difference between alphas who get hookers and betas who get hookers. Okay. So a relatively mentally alpha guy is going to make it clear to the woman, like, look, I just want to fuck you, and when I get done fucking you, I'm leaving. Right? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to cuddle with you. I just want to slap your fucking jiggly ass tits, spit on you, piss on you, fuck you. And then when I bust a nut, get dressed and leave. Right? So when that's clear, guess what's going to happen? The girl's going to start falling in love with you. She's going to start wanting to talk to you. She's going to give you free shit. Okay, so right now, there's at least two or three brothels right now I can go to. And I'm thinking of one specifically. There's two girls in there right now that are like strung out on me. Like if I walk up, I remember one time I walked up in there and her, I forget her, I think her club name is, I think it's Jennifer. And Like it literally goes like Jenny. She like she's always got some guy up in her face talking to her, and then as soon as she sees me, she just says, "Oh, I gotta go now," and it just and comes over to me. And it's just, and last time it just got so fucking awkward because then she'll want to talk to me and tell me about her day and all this shit and give me food. Like, look, I had to make it clear, like, I don't want to talk. The whole reason I come here is just to fuck you because you have the body type I like and you're ready at the drop of a hat. And then when I get done with you, I can leave you. See, but like those other, like now the beta guys in prostitution, the guys who's sitting all up in her face, initiating conversation, all that shit. See, those are the betas to her. She don't want them. You see what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't want them. So, like, I hope I'm explaining this correctly, man, because I feel like I'm rambling because I had to stop the video. But anyway, see, like, the betas, at the core of it is, okay, the core of what separates alpha and betas in this context is the guy who clearly wants an emotional attachment. Like, women hate any sense of weakness in a man. Like, any sign of it. Any sense that he can't do without something. Oh, okay. Let me correct that. Any sense that he cannot do without a woman. Women hate that shit. Women hate that dependency in a man. Like, because all that does is turn woman into the leader. And what does every woman hate? Every woman hates to be a leader. So why does woman always chase after that alpha who doesn't care about her? Because the alpha doesn't care. See, and woman takes that as, oh, he must have options. He's options in life. He's strong. He doesn't need anybody. So I can follow that. But this beta guy sitting over up here in my face wanting this emotional attachment out of me, I don't want that. Because that's going to make me, as a woman, that's going to make woman the leader. If the man needs that emotional attachment, it's going to turn the woman into the leader. And no woman on planet Earth wants to lead and or can get genuinely aroused for a male feminist or a man who advocates feminism. There's not one woman on the planet who genuinely gets aroused by either one of those things. If she is, it's because she's like severely mentally ill at that point. Okay. But yeah, man, like, I'm not going to make this a long video, but yeah, I'm just thinking back to my hit, because back to the Better Bachelor dude, like, I love his videos, but the article he picked, it wasn't a bad article, but the intricacies in the article, it goes on about this woman named Maggie, and, like, Maggie in that article was an exact situation of bitches not knowing how to think outside their own brain, or sometimes they don't even know the reality of it. And okay, so the Maggie girl and the Better Bachelor video, I'll try to put his link in the description. I don't know, because I cuss and shit, and I don't want him to get that bad rep on me. If I link his videos, he might get shut down because he's fucking with me. So I won't put his link in the description. But it's Better Bachelor. He just made a video about, like, something about it's cheaper to pay than to play or something like that, to play than to pay. So I forget what the fuck it was. But anyway, Maggie was a woman who tried to come... explain to this writer about the intricacies of prostitution. And I could tell by the way the bitch was talking, her game, okay, the bitch claimed she charged $300 an hour. That's far-fetched for any man who has any self-awareness on prostitution. You just don't pay that much for a woman for an hour. Here in Europe, you can get a bad bitch for half of that for an hour. Are a badass bitch. And I doubt Maggie from that fucking article was bad. You see what I'm saying? Like, here in Prague, you get a badass bitch for half of what Maggie talking about. She charged an hour, first off. Second off, see, Maggie in that article, she may not have understood, which, okay, first off, you have to understand, prostitutes are going to lie about how much money they make to you, okay? Especially, like, Western prostitutes. Now, maybe not European so much because sex isn't taboo. It's not that special here. But in America, hookers are going to lie to you. Now, why are hookers going to lie to you about how much money they make? Because, like I say all the time, bitches have a constant value system. Bitches always want to feel like they're worth more. So what bitches will do is, okay, let's just take Darcy, for instance. Bitches will go out and try to look expensive and say that men spent, let's say, $1,000 an hour. That's dumb bitchinese for going, well, if I say a man paid $1,000, that means other men will think I'm worth $1,000 an hour. And that's how it'll work. And she and the reality of it is the Maggie bitch, she may have got, you know, 300 here, 300 there. But let's be real. If she's taking a time out to go write a fucking message to somebody on the internet, she's not that successful, all right? Because the bitches who are out there getting 1,000 an hour, shit like that, they ain't sitting up writing these fucking essays to fucking Psychology Online to get their point across. They out there fucking sucking dick and living life. So see, I know how to read through dumb bitchities. Like, cause I probably fuck more hookers than Maggie's ever known hooker friends. All right, like I know dumb bitchities. That's how I started my college career, was driving hookers. All right, I know dumb bitchities when I was 22. Okay, so then the next thing, what was it Maggie was talking about? Oh yeah, she meets these intellectual blah blah blah. And so another part that Maggie does not understand is this. Or maybe she does understand. She just didn't want to say it out loud. But there are betas in there, and there are betas in every walk of life. And Maggie, if I had to guess, she sounds American, and she, based off her English, she's probably American. She is seeking out beta beat down feminist men who can't help their nature to want to fuck other women. And more particularly a woman who's just, you know, not fat and, you know, look like she can take a bath from time to time. And he'll pay for it. Now, a part that Maggie's also not telling you, and other dumb bitches like her, see, those bitches fall in love with guys like me. All them bitches got at least one or two Johns that they secretly want to marry them. I never watched Pretty Woman, but I get the gist of it. But every hooker has at least two or three guys who are like me. They genuinely don't care for that hooker's existence. They just want to use her for her body because she's usually ready at the drop of a hat to do whatever, whenever, and then kick her out when you're done with her. Those are the guys that Maggie falls in love with. See, now, the majority of the guys are going to be beta guys, because the majority of guys, it's like that girlfriend experience shit. Like, don't ever do that girlfriend experience. I mean, if your thing's an emotional attachment, then you just got to accept the reality. Like I said earlier, if you're going to a hooker with some emotional attachment shit, no. Like, she has immediately written you off as beta. Just like, most women will do that. Most women, as soon as they see that emotional attachment, even if for whatever reason they're like, you know, they kind of like it at first, like, her soul immediately wrote you off as beta, and she's gonna use your emotions as long as it can satisfy her, and then it's gonna slow down until she'll have no more emotions left for you. Watch that. This is how it works every time. Now, if you're a guy like me who doesn't give a fuck and you just keep doing whatever the fuck you want to do and keep moving, see, now her emotions still have something to chase after. You see, you're an alpha to her. But like, if, like I said, if you're that guy, like when I go to the brothel, guys are always all up in my bitch's face in there. Like, see, those are the beta guys, because they sitting up trying to talk and, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I really like this place, and, you know, trying to stir up a conversation. And these traits are disgusting to women. Now, some women can, you know, they got control over their pussy to make their pussies open up, you know, if it's some money involved, because at least they can take that from you. But otherwise, man, like, it's really disgusting. Like, when men go to women with this emotional shit, that girlfriend experience shit, that is disgusting to women in most cases. Now, unless you can, I can say, there are ways you can spin a girlfriend experience with a hooker. Like, yeah, you pay for it, but you're not, okay, when you're hanging out with her, you're not looking for that emotional attachment shit. You're just existing. You know, and you might crack jokes or laugh at other motherfuckers, shit like that. Then you can still spin it in an alpha scenario. But if you get that girlfriend experience and you want her to hold your hand and sit down and look at the menu with you when you order food, and, you know, you want her to be next to you, and I'll see, that's disgusting. That's disgusting to women. It's disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting. Like I said when I started this video, there's not much difference in, like, to be woman is to be prostitute. There's not much difference between a regular woman and the only difference is the prostitute is making it clear that you can at least have sex with her. And then the next in-depth part is this. Okay, just because you buy a hooker and you have sex with her does not mean you're going to particularly like this woman. And this is why I try to tell other guys, man, like, I don't care how pretty a bitch is. You know how many times I fuck pretty bitch? Like, okay, I had a pretty bitch, and then I had sex with her, and she was, like, so bad at sex, I wasn't attracted to her anymore. Like, it happens a lot. Or you two just are not sexually compatible. I don't care how pretty she is walking down the street. She might be the worst at sex. And it's the same thing with prostitutes. Like, there are some girls in there that are in the brothels that are gorgeous, but they're the horrible, or they just have horrible attitudes, or they're horrible at sex once you start having sex, or you just aren't compatible with her. Like, it has, so it gets to the point where you just have to just try it, you know, just try pretty much all the bitches to see which ones you're compatible with, which ones do what you want them to do and shit like that, and feel the right way. Because I'm thinking about one girl right now. She's from Romania. She was tall and skinny. No tits. I mean, she was like that typical tight body European girl. And she has a great personality, man. She like I love talking to her. She can speak like 5 different languages fluently. I love talking to her. She was funny. Right? We genuinely cracked jokes and like laugh out loud, but we were just not sexually compatible. I think she liked having sex with me, but I didn't like having sex with her. Like, she just didn't bounce right. It was just like I just didn't care for sex. So every time I see her, she thinks I'm mad at her. I'm not mad at her. I just don't want to hype her head up to think I'm gonna go pay to fuck her again because I don't like how she fucks. But I'm not mad at her. I just don't want her to think there's hope in me fucking her again. That's why I don't talk to her anymore. But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm missing, man. Like, yeah, but the back to the original topic, the core difference is the difference between alpha Johns and beta Johns is the beta John is going to inevitably, the beta John is going to look for emotions out the bitch in some kind of way. And it may not be like, I love you, blah, 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 but it'll be like the little things. Like, it'll be the little things, like you want to cuddle with the bitch afterwards, or you want to hold her hand, or the way you're just looking in her eyes. Like, I don't know, it could be any way, man, but like, when you do that shit, put it like this, if you're the first one to bite on emotions, then you're the beta. And I try to say this to guys too. Women are like, this is where how women are like dogs. You see, women are like dogs and children. The children and the dogs, they pick the people they like. Like, if you go up to a child and try to make the child like you and blah, 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 like, the child's really not going to be, like, you know, crazy about you. You see, but when the child seen you and seen something you liked and that child convinced themselves that they liked you, oh, the child will be crazy about you and always want to see you after that. It's the same thing with women. If you go up to a woman and try to make her like you, you know, her first instinct is, ooh, you know, but if you just do whatever you do and keep moving, she's like just like a child, just like a dog, that woman's going to be looking at you and start, you know, hyping her head up about you and start being, and then be strung out over you. But like I said, that beta shit, man, like, there's alpha and betas in prostitution. It's definitely alphas and betas in prostitution. I said, like, and usually what happens is the hookers end up falling in love with the alphas, even as hookers. They'll do it too. Because it happened to me a few times. I remember the first time it happened. I'll tell you the first time it happened. I was fucking this one bitch. And she was a really cute girl, man. Like, she was so cute. Like, I used to tell my friends that, like, if people knew that she was sucking dick for, like, $10 in her neighborhood. And I said, like, if people knew that girl was sucking dick for $10, she would be a millionaire in 4 days. Because you just, like, you would have never thought she was doing it. You would have never thought. If you had just seen her in the store, you would have never thought it. But if you come with $10, she's sucking dick for $10. And I remember when she started falling in love with me, because all of a sudden she started calling me just wanting to have sex with me. Like, and she's like, don't worry about the money. Just come fuck me. And then it was, she wanted to come over to just watch movies. And I said, no, you ain't coming over to just watch movies. Like, I'm fucking you and you can leave. But we don't hang out. Okay? Then she wants to start bringing food by. I said, she was 20 years old. I'm not going to say her name, but she was 20. She was she was a little shorter than me. Yeah, beautiful. That was the first time a hooker started falling in love with me. Yeah, man. But anyway, I'm going to cut it off here. Have a good day, man.